Welcome to Sub Rosa. All right, you've got one this week, Eugene?
Yes, yes. There's a guy, and I'm masking the company because we've talked about it before, but he doesn't desire to have the company known. He, if you remember, he's the one who got their three ranking levels. There's exceeds, meets, and then the under, the, you know, the one that you need a pip for. And he, while coming up with a solution that saved his company $10 million, discovered that it wasn't recognized by the company as being a significant achievement. He got meets in, you know, an Achilles-like moment of anger. He says, I'm going to pull back, notifies his boss that he will be working 3 days a week, 2 days a week he'll be working at home for family reasons, which is actually accurate and true. And the boss was more than happy to have him do this. In a weird twist, since he is now only in office 3 days a week, working 3 days a week, and it's not like working from home on Monday, Wednesday, he's taking off to spend some time with his family Monday, Wednesday. So he's effectively got a 3 day work week. And he has started to accrue great benefit as a result of this. So clearly what's happening is the boss was saying, oh, this is my interpretation of what the boss is saying, that you were working too hard, you're making the rest of us look bad, and now that you have modulated, you care about titration, you're given the right amount of work for the position, and now we're all seem like we're pulling together, I will give you rewards, and has given him a performance award and some other thing. I go, is this being done because he realized you were upset about that? He goes, possibly, but I think I'm being rewarded for what he wants me to do, which is to take it easy. And I go, how is that working for you? And he said, well, there's a chip. He's a hardware guy. There was a problem with the chip. There's a whole division dedicated to figuring out this problem with this chip. It's driving me personally crazy because I know how to fix it. I worked for 3 minutes the other day. I was at home. They called and said, well, we have this chip. There are 10 people on this team, 6 people on the other team. So I'll be there, shows up at 10 o'clock, leaves at 10:03, having solved the problem. He walked in, they showed him the board. He takes out one wire, it's some kind of hardware stuff. So there was a capacitor, and he fixed the problem that they've been working on for 10 months in 3 minutes. And now he's worried that he's going to be punished for this because he's effectively changed the workflow for 16 other people. So he wants to know, how far do I have to go to make other people happy with the fact that they're not A-list players? Like, because it's killing him to do as he's doing, which is to work 3 days a week and just take it easy. For him, there's value in money, what I'm getting paid. I go, is there somebody you can take? The patent office recognizes it's a valid patent, but they're not going to okay it because, well, the team, so it's clear. Any nail that rises above will get hammered down. How does he make it? How does he make his peace with? And I can tell you right now, given his age, which is 55, he's very much leaning toward throwing it in and saying, you guys can do whatever you want with your company, I'm leaving. Which I think at 55, you know, 10 more years of employment would have helped him. I don't know that I can give him that advice. What do you think?
I think that it's interesting. I think there's competing narratives. Mm-hmm. So the narrative that you've just talked about, that he is being, I don't want to say chastised, but that he is doing better because he is working less.
Corrected. Yeah.
Yeah. Corrected. Because he's working less. The narrative is that he is so superior to everybody else that he's making them look bad. And so it's best for him to, you know, keep his head below the parapet and not be successful. That's one narrative. Mm. What I hear is that this is a guy in a time and a place where there are epic layoffs. Mm-hmm. Did he get his salary cut when he went to 3 days a week?
He did not.
So he is getting paid exactly what he was being paid, which I'm guessing is generous given his capacities and where I imagine he's working. Yeah. He now, because of family health reasons, gets to work 3 days a week from home. Again, very unusual from what I understand is happening in Silicon Valley. His boss who may have had no capacity to address the previous lack of recognition for the $10 million, you know, whatever, is now trying in ways that are available to the boss to make up for that. So I would look at a narrative where, wow, in this day and age, you get to get paid full time, presumably quite generously, to work 3 days a week from home. You are recognized and celebrated, not just by your boss, but also as a subject matter expert. Presumably, he went into the office to do his magical 3-minute fix of everything because he is understood and acknowledged as a resource with tremendous competence, right? They know who to call. He came in, he did his magical stuff. I would invite him to reframe his narrative about how terrible this is and look on the positive side. Now, maybe he feels, I mean, I'm not there. Maybe this has been ongoing. He feels like it has been some other situation, right? He knows his own experience. But this could be just like readjust the narrative, reframe it, and then look at why wouldn't you keep doing this? Right. I mean, start a company, come up with a side hustle that can be the main gig, figure out what your next act is, just take care of your family. If there are family health issues, you don't want to be changing your job where you have to be in an office working 40, 50 hours a week like you do at any place else. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty solid. And in fact, that's very close to advice he's given me in the past when I've been a sorehead about something. And he's like, look, you could have two ways to look at this. And there's a healthy way and there's your way. I think that makes sense. And I've pushed that idea in general. And he's looked me in the eye and said, I can't do it. Which I said, what you mean is you will not do it. And he goes, yeah, I won't do it. I don't. He is, to go biblical for a second, not willing to, hide his light under a bushel. Right.
So, again, that is his narrative, right? Correct. I do not hear, if you've got two teams that are stuck and you're the person they call, your light is not hidden.
Yeah, right.
Right. Right. And then I think the other thing too, and I have seen this, is there's a real inflection point where you are going to have a lot more trouble getting hired. Right. And people don't see it coming. Right. Like they're 45 and they're OK. They're 50. They're OK. They really believe that their achievements, their fantastic LinkedIn profile, their numerous patents, whatever, are going to save them. Mm-hmm. And it almost never happens. There are so many people who hit 55, who hit 60. They think, oh, I can get a job like I did when I was 35 or 40. And they're out of work for 2 years. And the financial implications of that on your retirement, your college, you know, education for your kids, whatever your financial responsibilities are pretty significant. So what I might also invite someone to do in that situation is talk to people who are looking for work at 55 in Silicon Valley right now. Do they get to work from home? Are they getting paid what you're getting paid? Like, you know, this is not one you want to be looking back and saying, if only I had stuck it out, I would have, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Do you know how many people have asked me for advice, gotten the advice, ignored the advice, and then later said to me, if only I'd had somebody giving me good advice? Okay. About half the time I call them out, I go, yeah, me, I told you to not get married 5 times. I told you that. He goes, you didn't make yourself clear. I was like, okay. All right.
Well, let's hope that your friend listens to this, listens to us, and takes our wisdom. If you want to hear from us, if you want to get some of this wisdom, WTF@badbossbrief.com. And that's it for this week's Sub Rosa. We will see you soon. Thanks. Bye.